You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, welcome, AfterBuzzers. I'm alone here tonight. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain, and we're still rolling, even though it's just me here. I'm going to engineer and host tonight, so it should be fun. It'll probably be a quick one because, I really don't have anybody to bounce things off of, but that's okay. We'll make the most of it. So tonight we had season 9, episode 3, called Hurricane of Teen Mom 2. It was pretty interesting. I think we have some good stuff to work with here. So we start out with Brie. So she has Devon come over to take Nova to some kind of arcade gaming place, probably like Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing. And it was really cute because I thought it was awesome that she let him take her alone. They did go in an Uber, so, it is safe, I guess. I've heard nightmares about Uber lately, but, whatever. So it was really nice, but I think they had a really good time. It was really cute. It was so funny. At one point, Stella's like eating food and Brie goes, Stella, you cannot choke. You cannot choke right now. Stop putting food in your mouth. Like telling her like, not even like, please don't choke. Please don't choke. Like it was, Stella, you cannot do this. You're not doing this right now. But she's funny. So at one point, Brittany, Brie's sister, talks about, letting Nova go to Devon's house. And again, we talk about this a couple of times with Brie, her being very weird about this whole Devon situation and letting Nova go over there, which I totally get. But it's just weird that she's like, if Nova cries about it or if she gets really upset. And then again, she says, if she really, really, really wants to go, then I'll let her go. It's just like, what? Why does she have to cry? I don't get that. But then Nova goes, it's her first day of first grade. And she's a nervous little girl. She's so cute and so sweet. But they're in the car and that she's writing, Nova's little sign that she'll hold for her first day of school picture. And she says something like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she says a gymnastics. And then the grandmother's like, Roxy's like, oh, gymnast. And then you hear Brie write. She goes and writes, oh, okay, and a USA Olympian. Like, that is literally not what she wrote at all. But okay. So Nova was really upset when they were leaving. It was really sweet. She got really sad. But then she said she had a really good day after she gets picked up. And it seemed to go really well. She was just nervous at first. She said she turned her sad face to a happy face or excited, which is really good. And then randomly Brie brings up, he wants to, if you want to go to daddy's house, if you want to go to daddy's house, just let me know. It's up to you. He wants you to come to his house. And it's like, this is the first day of school. What are you talking about? She doesn't like, I don't know. It was really weird. I don't know why she keeps bringing that up, but that's pretty much all we had for Brianna. It was pretty cut and dry. Not too much with Lewis, actually nothing at all with Lewis, but Devon, he really stepped up. I was really happy to see, him asking Nova questions and so many cute things. He was really, you're really going to try hard in school, right? And it was really sweet. So moving on to Leah, she picks up Addie from kindergarten and she asked her what her favorite day of school was of the day. And Addie's just like, well, we didn't really get to play at recess. We didn't get to play outside in the playscape, whatever. She was like, we just had to rest our eyes, though. We just rested our eyes, though, which I thought was a really cute way to put that they nap, which her teacher probably says that, which is really cute. School went good for all three of the girls. Leah's just really obviously anxious and, nervous about Allie and the aide, and she has to have a new aide. And at first, I really didn't understand why that was such a big deal. Like, in my head, I'm like, well, she gets an aide. And then I find out that's what Leah thought, too. But it seems that, so the IEP meetings that they have, it's the individual educational plan meetings that they'll have for specific students, and Allie's one of them, with special needs, or, you know, I don't know who it really usually goes for, those kind of students, but she wants to get an attorney to sit in on the meetings, and it's, you know, a special, she calls a special needs advocate is what she calls her, this attorney, and she'll sit in and kind of like make sure that everything is going in order, and things, you know, things are being done that need to be done, and questions that may come up that maybe Leah and Jeremy or Corey wouldn't think of, which is a really good idea to do, especially so early on. Like Leah said, she said last year in the meeting, I knew she was getting a different aid, and I just thought, okay, well, at least she's getting an aid. It sucks that it's not this one, but, you know, at least she's getting one. And now I'm starting to understand, which I think Leah does too, is that, you know, Allie needs, she's having to rebuild a connection with this aid again, which, you know, this aid needs to help her wipe. And I mean, she's not a toddler. Like that's, you know, that's probably difficult for her. And, she needs somebody that she's comfortable with and that she trusts and things like that. And, you know, she needs extra time to eat and helping her with her tray and just learning who she is. I'm sure Allie, at this point, she's frustrated with her own body, with her own self. She's older now. She's understanding more. So she's just like, I just want probably like I, and I think it'd be nice as well for her to just have somebody that knows that she doesn't have to go through all this with again. So, I think it's really awesome that Leah is doing this and, you know, stepping up and really doing everything that she possibly can to help Allie succeed and do well in school. So that's awesome. Really funny, though, with Jeremy. I mean, Jason, her boyfriend. I keep saying Jeremy tonight. I don't know why. We never see Jeremy, Addie's dad. But Jason, he's so funny. Like, he's really supportive. I mean, I just don't know if I fully believe it yet, if I'm really fully sold on him, because like at one point he's just like, you know, Leah, like I support you. I'll do anything. If you need me to make calls or go to meetings, it's like, dude, you are her boyfriend of 2 months. She's not going to need you to go to meetings or make calls. It is really nice though. I know some of you out there are going to say, you know, it's really nice, but, and it is nice. I will give him that, but I'm protective of these girls, I feel like, so I just hope he has good motives. So just to take a second, I want to thank everybody for watching, continue to watch. So obviously subscribe, like, you can listen to us on Apple Podcast, the Apple Podcast app, and yeah, leave comments, anything. I definitely read them, so definitely leave us a message, so that'd be good. So we move on to Chelsea. First of all, she has the funniest names for her pets. Like, Pete is her pig, Pete the pig. Phil is her big, huge, what is it, a Great Dane, I think. And then Barbara is her little other dog. I think it was a dog. Yeah. Barbara, which was so funny. The oldest names. Like, I love it. So then Chelsea thinks that her water breaks, so she's outside with her mom, and it's this whole big thing, and they get in the car to go to the hospital to check it out. And it was just, Cole is so sweet. And you really get to see this, him in this moment. He's just like, he's just holding Chelsea's hand. He's just like, I love you, our little sweetie, he goes. And he's just, he's so funny. And then he goes at one point, you just breathe. I'm not going to stress you out. And then he just keeps saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And she's like, okay, all right, let me just get out of the car. Okay. But her water didn't break. And it was good because the baby would have had to stay in the NICU longer, or for time. I mean, which I think she was like 33 weeks and, you know, the baby would have to stay in the NICU. So it's really good that she didn't. But so funny because they're in the car on the way home from the hospital and Cole's just like, yeah, I mean, you were producing some things. You leaked. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I cannot imagine. I mean, I haven't had a baby obviously, I mean, not obviously, but I haven't had a baby yet. And so I just can't imagine like being like my husband or somebody just being like, yeah, you leaked, and everything just being so normal.
But it has to be. I mean, you have to be close to the person because that's, you're going through a lot with them. So, and then at one point, Cole's like, yeah, I guess the doctor felt the head. I wish I could have just felt the head too. And Chelsea's like, oh, I know you wanted to touch her, me too. And she's like, well, what if you popped her? You go, what? They're too funny. So we get on to Janelle. Oh my God. Okay, her part is just so crazy. So, well, anyway, they get hit with this hurricane, which I remember, like, her Snapchats and things like that. It was insane. And the posts afterwards, and I mean, everybody that it was affected by this storm, this hurricane, it was so, so crazy and sad. And, you know, so they lost power for, like, 4 to 5 days. She had all the kids at the house. And her brand new house was, like, leaking down the walls. And I remember them having, like, on social media, having a really difficult time with the insurance company and, like, having lawyers involved. And they didn't want to fix the damage. And, I mean, a bunch of stuff. So, apparently it all got fixed. And we didn't really dwell on any of that. So, that was good. But Janelle and Babs take the kids pumpkin picking, and one of the parts I just literally have written down, Babs goes and picks up, like, the gourds, whatever, and she's like, a gourd, the gourds, like, in her little accent. It was so funny. So then the next day, Janelle and Babs are eating, and one of the producers says that David had texted her, like, you know, kind of nasty text messages saying, like, you know, really, just really nasty things. Like, don't ever take my kid there. I was going to show up there. I'm almost there. Things like that. And it was really, really awkward because Janelle, like, played it into a joke. And, like, she kept laughing about it. And then she's like, oh, David didn't even tell me that. Which makes it even more, like, serious to me. I don't know about you guys, but it made it, like, so much more real, I felt. I don't know. Like, that he was serious about it and not joking at all, because she said that he was joking. But then she said that he didn't even tell her about it. So that doesn't really add up to me. So then this is the end of the show, but we haven't talked about Kale yet, but this is the end of Janelle's part. Janelle calls the police crying, screaming, saying, my husband assaulted me. He pinned me down on the ground. I heard my collarbone break. Like, the craziest thing. She's like, all four of my kids are sleeping. Please send help. Please help me. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I never really got the best vibe from David, but this was a shocker to me. So leave the comments below and tell me what you guys thought about that whole situation. I can't wait to find out what happens with that. I mean, I know they're still together, but it's like, if, I don't know, you call the police, like, it got to a point in that, I don't know, they say statistically, I think, I could be wrong, but I did hear this, that in domestic violence cases and situations, that it's like the 7th time on average that it has happened that women or men, whoever the victim is, calls the police. So I really don't think this is the first time that David, because she was like, I think it was because he was drinking, so maybe that was her, like, kind of, if I can save this, kind of, I don't know. It's just really insane. So I just can't believe, I don't believe that this was the first time that he's acted this way, assaulted her or something like that. But very interested to see what happens there. So we get into Kale's part. Lux has his first birthday. Chris and his family all come to the party, which Chris doesn't film. Aggravating for us, but I mean, to each his own. So in the beginning, Kale just says she doesn't really know what's going on with Chris, and she, you know, she doesn't really know what the deal is with him and their situation, but she's like, I've never really gotten over him. She says that Chris has cheated a couple times, and that she's caught him, and then, like, 2 weeks later, he'll, like, kind of weasel his way back in. That's just crazy to me. But then at one point, she says something so smart to me, which I fully believe in her situation. She says, can you be addicted to people? And then she says, I think I'm addicted to the chaos. I think I'm addicted to the up and down cycle and everything that comes with it. I fully believe that she does. I don't know why or what, and I don't think she does either, but I think she really is addicted to that kind of lifestyle. I mean, with her and Javi, I mean, from the outside looking in, they had a very, not normal life, but they had a house, they had a baby, they were established, they, I don't know, dare I say, like, boring? Not, I don't know, but maybe she just, I think she just grew away from that, kind of. And this is what she's stuck in, and she says she's fine, like, she likes it, I don't know. Everything with Lux's parent, Lux's father coming to the birthday party and his family, it got Kale thinking about her mom. And if you've watched past seasons, you know, especially in the beginning, we did see a little bit of Kale's mom. She's has an alcohol addiction, and she's kind of just in and out. I mean, like Kale said, she doesn't really talk to her. I mean, she doesn't even know her number or where she lives. But she does her podcast with Caitlin and Tyler. And Tyler gave some really good advice. And so did Kate, because we know Butch, Caitlin and Tyler from Teen Mom OG. So we know that he has his drug problem. And so I think it was really cool that Kale, you know, connected the two and really was vulnerable and asked him what his opinion was and any advice that he could give her. Because what did I read? He said... you need to recognize that it is a disease. Get therapy, get help there. And then he just said, you can't change who she is. You can only change how you react to her. And that is such a good statement overall, I feel like, in any situation, addict or not. I mean, you can't change who anybody is. You can just change how you react to certain situations. And I mean, I think that's such a good lesson for anybody to hear, because it's so true. But yeah, I mean, that really wrapped it up. I guess I did it pretty quick tonight by myself, but it really was such a good gist of tonight, or last night's episode. I think we're getting more into the drama. So if you've stayed with this AfterBuzz thread of Teen Mom 2 for this season, you know, the past couple... episodes I've said it's been a little bit boring, just like a little bit, not too much, but a little bit boring, and tonight definitely picked it up, I'll tell you that much. So so I can't wait to see next week. So next week Chelsea might have the baby. There's some talk about that. Allie has a doctor appointment, and Kale meets her sister in Dallas, or we hear that she lives in Dallas. I don't know if she comes to visit Kale and the kids or what, but so I really am interested to see what's going to happen with Janelle's situation and how she's going to come back from that, because you know she is, because she's with David, so there's somehow she kind of makes herself believe that that's okay, I guess, but I don't know. It's really sad. Let me do my special segment for the night. Teen Mom 2, Teen Mom U. So who I related tonight to the most, I guess it would have to be Leah. I really thought she did such a good job. She was really motivated to, you know, do everything that she could for Allie in this situation. And I think I'm pretty motivated person when I believe in something and I want to get something accomplished. And so I think I'd like to give myself a little pat on the back there and give myself a compliment, because last week mine was Addie waking up at 5 a.m. barely opened her eyes. So but anyway, so thank you so much though, guys, for sticking with me solo here tonight. I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain. You can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Follow our AfterBuzz TV Instagram as well for all the latest updates. And you can go on the AfterBuzz YouTube channel. And we have so many other channels, reality, drama,
any of your favorite TV shows that you could possibly think of. I promise you we cover them. I'm pretty sure. So go check out those and subscribe, like, comment, anything to keep us all active. So go follow me, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week, Tuesday, for the Teen Mom 2 After Show.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.